On Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner. I'm honored to have on the show with me a great representation on the TV show The Voice, Braxton Garza of Adrian. Braxton, welcome back into the program. I know we talked to you by phone once before, so it's good to have you here in studio.
Awesome. Yeah, man. Thank you for having me back. This is really cool.
Well, it's really cool to have you on because of the fact that you were able to get onto the show. And I'm sure you had a lot of, you know, tryouts you had to go through in order to be able just to get on the show, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. You have to get filtered through a lot. You know, we had to send in audition tapes and, you know, kind of wait for callbacks and wait for the next step and what we needed just to kind of even be considered to be flown out, you know?
Yeah.
There's a big process that goes through it to where they're really trying to hone in on your talent and you know, your sound as far as who they want on and who they want to bring on. And I was actually told no the first time.
Really?
Yeah, my favorite. So I did a virtual open call, and they initially told me no. And about 8 months later, I get a message and an email saying, hey, I hope this reaches you well, but this is The Voice production. We're considering you for season 27. So that's kind of what started it off with a bit of a rocket there.
Yeah. Well, how did that make you feel, Braxton, when you got that message?
Oh, I was ecstatic. I was running around the room. I was throwing everything in sight, just freaking out, couldn't believe it. Then I had to kind of sit down like, is this really happening right now? You know,
yeah,
it was cool, man. It was super cool.
So once you got onto the show, tell us about some of the experiences you had. Of course, when you had your first appearance on the show where you had the waiting for somebody to turn around, mm-hmm. What was that like?
Oh, just the entire experience alone is just a once in a million thing. You know, you're kind of just waiting to, I don't know how to explain it. Like you don't anticipate any of this happening. So
yeah.
You're on that stage and you're kind of just waiting for a chair to turn, and it's like your life's kind of just laid out there for you real fast.
Yeah.
And you're just waiting for that one button to get pressed, and you know it can change in a heartbeat. And you know it was a very surreal feeling, just being able to just look at them watching me sing, like knowing, you know, I accomplished something finally with what I've been really trying to dig at for so long.
Yeah.
Just an incredible feeling, and you know, just the contestants out there, you know, and you kind of become a family with them also. So you're really starting to connect and you know, you're starting to feel at home in a way while you're out there. So
yeah.
it's all just a really cool feeling.
Now, was it this then in Los Angeles or in New York?
This was in Los Angeles. Everything was in
LA. Yeah.
Our work was the Universal Studios lot. So we were behind the scenes on all the movies getting shot, and you could see where everything, pretty much anything Universal has done with Warner Brother across the street. You could see like the Jurassic Park sets in the background, you know, super cool stuff back there, man. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, you probably thought, is this for real?
Yeah. And it's like, this is my work every day that I just get to come hang out and get paid to come work here. Super cool.
Man. Yeah. Well, how did it feel when Michael Bublé turned around and you were looking straight at him?
Oh, you can kind of see in the video, I pointed right at him, man. I pointed right at him, and I was like, oh, man, because I saw that big red block, and, you know, they asked us who our first choice would have been, and, you know, me favoring country, you know, I would have chose Kelsey.
Well, sure.
But, you know, Bublé saw that and had other plans, but it just an unreal moment, just staring at you, just watching you sing, and just, like, you're almost getting a confirmation of yourself in that point of like you are as good as you might have thought you were before, and like maybe you doubted yourself too much before this, you know.
Yeah.
So it was it's a lot of realizations kind of happening while you're trying to keep focus on singing the rest of your song.
That was going to be my next question to you, is that how did you concentrate on the rest of your performance at that point?
Oh, it's you definitely get thrown for a loop for sure.
Yeah.
You don't expect it coming, because you know I was grateful to be on that stage regardless, whether I got 1, 2, 3, 4 or nothing turned for me. You know, like it was just an opportunity to be there and just to be a part of something so cool that they're flying me out on a God-given talent. So
yeah.
it's super cool to be able to capitalize on that and just just really kind of reeling in all of these millions of thoughts while you're, like I said, you're just kind of sitting there and you're trying to finish the rest of your song without these nerves just overtaking you, you know?
But, yeah.
It's all just, yeah, there's no other word for it, just surreal feelings.
Well, you know, I think that also shows the performance and the performer in you to be able to say, okay, I got to get through the rest of the song. Yeah. And with all these, you know, obviously awesome judges who are performers themselves looking at you. And, you know, I think that says a lot about you, Braxton. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Now, from there, what was the process like after they, you know, it was kind of nice saying Kelsey saying that she was trying to fight for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But after that, what was the process that you had to go through?
After that, you know, we get sent home to go and kind of regroup with the families and kind of, you know, you're not taken away the entire time. So they fly you back out. But once you get flown back out, it is grind time for battles. So, you know, your first couple of days there, they assign your battle partners, and then they assign you your songs, and then you start visiting vocal coaches, and then the celebrity mentors, and then the advisors that were with them, and everybody has a hand in it. But it's really you and your partner are trying to find just a common ground to where you both are able to show talent and be able to showcase, you know, your voice and everything in that matter. Jaden and I had a bit of a rough go the first couple days because we were really trying to hone in on each other and try to figure out where we sat,
yeah,
vocal range wise, you know.
Yeah.
And we ended up coming up with something awesome, man. And it's something they told us is like to make it your own, you know, make it your own and be able to shine with whatever you're able to with what you're given in a way, you know.
Yeah.
So they make sure that we sound how. Basically, they wanted us to make it sound like we wrote the song, you know. So, and I feel like we did a pretty good job of that, Jaden and I. So it was cool.
Well, I think it was kind of obvious though, Braxton, because I was able to catch the clips to where the judges really gave you just high compliments on the performance between you and Jaden.
Yeah.
And how did that make you feel?
Oh, hearing Adam Levine just tell me it's a great voice is, you know, something you don't put in your list of things to do or have done every day. But
yeah,
no, it's awesome. Just, you know, I grew up listening to all these guys, and you know, one of the first songs I learned on piano was John Legend, and one of my favorite songs that I used to sing as a kid was She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5. So
oh yeah,
just hearing all these you know, words of wisdom and again confirmation just to who I am as an artist and to really just make me feel, you know, like everything I have been working on finding my sound is kind of coming together.
Yeah Has this whole experience opened any doors for you?
Oh yeah,
Braxton,
it's opening a lot of doors. A bunch of shows coming this summer, kind of waiting on promotion for that to start announcing them, but bunch of shows coming. Actually, a few collaborators from The Voice are getting on a few songs that we've been recording because me and my buddies just put out one not too long ago called No Good, which is on everything now. It's every platform. But it's all been a ride, man. It's all been a huge ride.
I'm just making a little note here about that song, No Good, so I'll make sure that we can download it and start hearing it, especially on Q95 on our sister station.
Awesome.
And so, I mean, it's other things in the works. I mean, are you looking at obviously more shows to be able to do for you? What other plans do you have, Braxton, at this point? Or are you still kind of weighing those out?
You know, I'm kind of trying to balance and weigh out the opportunities that are coming. You know, you don't want to overdo yourself, and you still want to be able to perfect your craft, you know. So I'm trying to take on as much as I can without doing too much to where I still have time to focus on my writing and my sound and my music, you know, along with these guys that I've been linking up with in the band. We're, you know, trying to find our own sound. So without taking on too much, still be able to leave some me time in there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's opening a lot. It's opening a lot, and it's, you know, it's doing a little more than I anticipated. But it's all the show doesn't give you handouts, you know. So, and it's the exposure is everything, and it's up to you to capitalize on that.
So, yeah, yeah.
I'm excited.
Has there been any inklings or any thing that maybe from some record companies that might have contacted you yet?
Not necessarily. You know, I'm available first and foremost, but no, not necessarily. I've kind of been waiting to reach out until I have a solid foundation of music to. Because, you know, anybody can hear you sing somebody else's song, but it's what you sound like singing your own music is what people want to hear as far as labels. And, mm-hmm. you know, I want to try and stay true to myself as far as recording. And I don't want to get stuck, you know, doing covers or having somebody say, you sound like so-and-so.
Yeah.
That's not my end goal. You know,
yeah.
My end goal is I want music to say, oh, well, that sounds like Braxton. Well, that sounds like Braxton and his band.
Exactly. As soon as you start hearing the music or start hearing you sing, mm-hmm. you want that recognition right away, and
yeah.
and that's smart on your part.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's a very good way of going at it too, so that make sure that you have that sound
right.
that you want.
Yes, sir.
That the people are going to be able to identify with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. I just can't say congratulations enough to just
you.
Your experience.
Thank you so much.
And getting that far on the Voice and the exposure that it garnered you. And I tell you, everybody in this area was just rooting for you big time.
Oh, I felt it, man. I felt it for sure. It's a lot of love around here, man. It's
yeah.
awesome.
So you're looking at other concerts coming up and some other performances for this summer then?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. And like I said, once I'm able to start promoting them, they will be being promoted. So
okay.
Everything's in the works, man. Just kind of pulling it together. Hopefully next year I'll have a little bit more than this year, so I'll be better prepared for what's getting thrown at me. But still kind of just taking the necessary steps to make sure I keep my foot in to where it's at, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, you know, I was very much impressed just talking to you over the phone, and I'm really impressed meeting you in person, Braxton. You're a heck of a nice guy.
Thank you.
And I wish you the best of luck in the future with your career and to have much, much bigger success on down the road, too. So
thank you, Dale. I appreciate you having me here.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Awesome. It's awesome.
And, you know, I would like to be able to keep in touch with you to see how you're going and how things are going on and maybe having you in to talk about, you know, some of the upcoming places that you're going to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So,
Sounds good,
my friend. We'll all keep in touch then.
Yes, sir.
All right. Again, my guest has been Braxton Garza, and a guy who lives right here in Adrian. He works right here in Adrian. Matter of fact, for the city of Adrian, for the forestry department.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Parks and Forestry.
Park and Forestry. Yeah. So, I mean, he's one of us, and we're rooting him on for much success in the future. Braxton, once again, thanks so much.
All right, thank you for having me, Dale. I appreciate it.
And we look forward to keeping in touch with you. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.